We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Radiant viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on
Channel 2 on
Colombia. In Colombia, on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 39 million euro for development projects in Timor-Leste. In sustainable energy news, Israeli and French companies collaborate to produce floating solar panels. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Australian-based Vets Beyond Borders, which helps provide veterinary care in the Asia and Pacific region. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 25th, is the birthday of acclaimed singer and composer, Dr. Pierre Akindenge. Born in 1943 in Aorta, Gabon, Dr. Akindenge is described as one of African music's great visionaries. La Barina, which is referred to as his masterpiece, combines sacred chants from the equatorial region with classical cantatas composed by Johann Sebastian Bach. In 1976, while going to school in France, he received the Youth French Song Award for his second album, Africa My Mother. Dr. Akindenge also was given Gabon's Award of Excellence in 1997 at the Africa Music Awards, honoring his impressive body of work. Besides his exceptional musical talent, Dr. Akindenge earned a doctorate in psychology and served as a valued cultural advisor to the government of Gabon. Our warm thankfulness, Dr. Pierre Akindenge, for enriching many lives with your beautiful songs. We wish you a wonderful birthday with loved ones.
Lion News. Massive tornado shuts down airport in Missouri, USA. A powerful wind funnel, said to be the worst to hit the area since 1967, tore through the St. Louis airport and wreaked havoc in surrounding regions of St. Louis County on the evening of Friday, April 22.
In the city of St. Louis, over 2,700 buildings, including homes and businesses, sustained damages, with up to 100 homes destroyed. Trees were uprooted, power lines downed, and up to 47,000 residents were left without electricity. The Lambert St. Louis International Airport was reopened on Sunday after the tornado blew out terminal windows, damaged the roof and at least one plane, and littered the site with debris. Many remarked on people's miraculous escape from danger, as there were no casualties and only five with minor injuries at the airport. Utility and cleanup crews began immediately working to restore function at the airport and other affected areas, with flights expected to gradually resume over the next few days. Meanwhile, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's office stated that U.S. President Barack Obama pledged full support and aid in recovery efforts. As when fatal tornadoes had swept several southern and central U.S. states last week, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent loving prayers as she asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is required. Saying that financial aid is available for urgent needs, she requested that they go if possible to help the most desperate. We are very grateful for general well-being of both travelers and residents and for the swift efforts of the emergency teams, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind-hearted concern.
Our prayers that such extreme conditions may lessen with our united endeavors to restore earthly balance.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan, as the toll of confirmed fatalities from the March 11 earthquake and tsunami in northeastern Japan continues to rise to more than 14,200. The nation's meteorological agency warned people in the Tohoku region to be on alert for possible flooding and landslides. The northeastern and eastern regions began receiving intense rain and winds on Saturday, April 23rd, with lands worryingly vulnerable to landslides due to ongoing aftershocks. Since the initial disasters, searches continue for more than 12,000 listed as missing, with an incalculable number of victims still unaccounted for. As for the more than 130,000 people in evacuation centers, a survey by NHK News Agency of mayors from 42 cities, towns, and villages in the worst-hit Iwate, Fukushima, and Miyagi prefectures found that 60% see little or no hope of rebuilding residents' lives. Although the majority have secured essential supplies such as food and water, most said they currently have no way to be able to restart businesses or make reconstruction plans.
At the disaster-stricken Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, workers' exposure to radiation is still rising as they continue the toiling effort to bring the nuclear crisis under control. On Saturday, another worker was found to have been exposed to over 100 millisieverts of radiation, the 30th to reach that dosage level since the accident. The legal limit for plant workers during an emergency had been 100 millisieverts before the government raised the level to 250 millisieverts during the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear accident. The operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, has drawn up a map showing the radiation levels at some 150 locations inside the damaged power plant. Debris in some areas is highly radioactive, and workers taking measurements found a concrete fragment near reactor number 3 with radioactivity of 900 millisieverts per hour, which they transferred into a container with other debris. By Saturday morning, workers had moved 930 tons of radioactive water into an on-site waste processing facility. Meanwhile, some 25,000 tons of contaminated water has been filling up the basement of reactor number 2's turbine building and connecting tunnel, hampering crucial cooling efforts. At the number 4 reactor, TEPCO personnel pumped 340 tons of water into the storage pool for spent fuel rods in hopes of bringing down the reactor's temperatures from a reading of 90 degrees Celsius, which is more than twice normal. Amid fears that the already damaged building may not be able to structurally handle the pressure of the extra water, the company has said it will be cautious and is monitoring the level and temperature of water in the pool. Meanwhile, the Japanese government announced that shipping containers and ships leaving the country will be issued certificates confirming that their radiation levels are within the safety margin of international standards.
At the site of the Chernobyl disaster, to which Japan's accident has recently been likened, Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, Director General Yukiya Amano, convened as the 25th anniversary of the catastrophe there approaches. In regards to the current nuclear event in Japan, Director General Amano said, "This latest accident demonstrates that despite the great progress made in the last 25 years, more needs to be done to ensure that the safety-first approach becomes fully entrenched among nuclear power plant operators, governments, and regulators."
The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power accident, and together with this Chernobyl disaster, have given us enough and strong message, and we have to learn from these lessons.
Our thankfulness for the relief efforts of the Japanese and international governments, organizations, and personnel. With heaven's grace, may the safety and welfare of the Japanese and world citizens be restored through humanity's kinder and more elevating lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Citizens speak out. People across the world continue to risk their livelihoods and even their lives as they gather in countries such as Bahrain, Lebanon, Italy, Iraq, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Mexico, Syria, Tibet and Yemen to call for basic freedoms, human rights and democratic principles. Iraqi citizens rallied in Baghdad to show solidarity with Bahraini protesters and to call for Saudi troops, who are also suppressing the unarmed activists, to leave the country. Hundreds of Muslims in Rome, Italy, called for religious freedom after conducting Friday prayers on April 22nd in the city's famous Piazza Venezia. In Côte d'Ivoire, General Ibrahim Koulibaly, whose forces voluntarily supported President Alassane Ouattara's claim to the presidency after the country's November 2010 elections, announced his agreement to comply with President Ouattara's demand for disarmament. President Ouattara, meanwhile, asked that all combat forces lay down arms to help bring peace to the country.
12 more people lost their lives in Syria on Saturday as government security forces fired on them while they attended funeral processions for protesters killed in a deadly crackdown the previous day. At least 9 more people died on Sunday when security forces fired on protesters in the coastal city of Jable, who themselves were unarmed and peaceful, as reported by a local resident to Al Jazeera. Rights groups also stated that government forces raided the home of a physician, Dr. Zakraia Al-Akkad, after he reported on events in Jable to Al Jazeera. Global leaders and governments have also spoken out against the violent repression of unarmed protesters and called for all parties to respect human rights and engage in dialogue to resolve differences fairly, including UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé, Belgian Deputy Prime Minister Steven Van Ackere, Greek Foreign Minister Dimitris Tsiroutsas, foreign ministries of Italy and Russia, and the European Parliament. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, members of the Hizb al-Tahrir party marched peacefully in solidarity for Syrian brethren.
In an effort to mediate a ceasefire and support a peaceful resolution to the Libyan conflict, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou held separate conversations with Libyan Prime Minister al-Baghdadi al-Mahmoudi. Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross delivered water, medical supplies, hygiene kits, and food to address the city's still dire humanitarian crisis. And an aid ship chartered by the International Organization for Migration brought 160 tons of food and medicine to Misurata, then evacuated around 1,000 mostly Nigerian refugees. The United Arab Emirates also delivered its third convoy of humanitarian aid to Benghazi.
Still fleeing the country each day are an estimated 1,500 people who cross the border into Tunisia, with aid workers stating that they expect to see a further increase due to the conflict areas getting closer to the border. As we mourn the precious lives lost, we are heartened by all efforts toward harmonious resolution as we pray that the conflicts in every nation may end and that people everywhere choose lives of shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Cherished British comedy writer remembered. The talented Mr. John Sullivan passed away on Saturday, April 23, at the age of 64. Best known for his timeless classic Only Fools and Horses, a BAFTA-winning television comedy series he created and wrote that aired for over a decade, Mr. Sullivan's other famed works include Citizen Smith and Just Good Friends. Among the many colleagues who paid tribute to the writer's life were Mark Freeland, head of BBC's comedy department, who called him the Charles Dickens of our generation, and Only Fools and Horses lead actor David Jason, who said, "We've lost our country's greatest comedy writer, but he leaves a great legacy, the gift of laughter." Our sympathies to the loved ones of Mr. John Sullivan, whose timeless creations will continue bringing joy to the hearts of many. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and light.
Over 90% of Russia celebrates Easter. On Sunday, April 24th, Christians throughout the world attended joyful church services marking the triumph of life as symbolized in Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection. In Russia, a survey showed that more than 90% of the nation's citizens also participated this year. Some 150,000 people attended services on Saturday evening in Moscow alone. On Sunday, the main Easter service was held at Moscow's Cathedral of Christ the Savior, with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, and Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin among those attending. In his Easter message, His Holiness Patriarch Kirill of Moscow and all Russia encouraged spiritual renewal for every heart and soul. Congratulations, Your Excellencies, and all celebrants of Easter in Russia and the world. May the spirit of this uplifting holiday honoring Jesus' loving example prevail throughout the year.
Save our planet. In the European Alps, ski resorts report a disastrous end to the winter season with 80% less snow than average, and one town, Bourg-Saint-Maurice in France, reporting record temperatures of 28.6 degrees Celsius.
Save our planet. 1 year after the Gulf oil spill in the USA, hundreds of residents of coastal Louisiana, some of whom assisted in cleanup efforts, complain of mysterious illnesses with symptoms that include sore throats, irritated eyes, respiratory tract infections, headaches, and nausea.
Save our planet. With this year's theme being sustainable water resources, rural and urban challenges, towns and cities across India celebrate Earth Day 2011 to raise awareness that 46% of the world's people do not have access to water in their homes.
Here with my charming wife, Zoo.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild.
Zoo and I are following a vegan diet of kindness. Today, we're going to share a tip for conserving water.
You might want to try a fun new rule around your home. Ask family members to limit themselves to using one cup or glass per day for drinking water.
This will save on the amount of dishes needed to be washed, and therefore decreasing the water usage.
Every little bit helps.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
In good governance news, the European Union donates 39 million euro to assist Timor-Leste. European Commissioner for Development Andris Piebalgs visited Timor-Leste and signed an agreement designed to support the nation in strengthening its democratic governance, improving rural areas, and enhancing the role of civil society in the country's affairs. Commissioner Piebalgs pledged ongoing European support. He commended the country's responsible governance, which had led to sustainable development and harmony. Commissioner Piebalgs further stated that Timor-Leste is currently one of the world's 10 fastest-growing economies. Our sincere appreciation, European Union and economies. Our sincere appreciation for your outstanding generosity. May the beautiful people of Timor-Leste continue to flourish with heaven's abundant grace.
In sustainable energy news, floating solar panels eliminate land requirements and reduce costs. The collaborative project between Israeli company Solaris Synergy and French Electricity to produce solar installations on water will start in a 9-month testing phase in September 2011. Each solar unit consists of multiple modules of 200 kilowatt capacity. They can be deployed on surfaces of water basins already used for other purposes and therefore do not take additional space. In addition, cost reduction is achieved through a combination of new technologies, including mirror-based energy concentration, water cooling, and high-efficiency solar cells. The devices are permeable to oxygen, with tests showing that they have no adverse effects on flora, fauna, or water quality. Congratulations, Solaris Synergy and French Electricity, on this significant advancement. May beneficial technologies such as these, combined with the Earth-protecting vegan diet, help create a brilliant future for all. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Australian-based Vets Beyond Borders, which has trained over 250 local veterinarian staff of various communities in Asia and Pacific regions. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more Mary News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a meaningful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Vets Beyond Borders, an Australian organization which has provided vaccinations to more than 30,000 canines and felines.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Vets Beyond Borders, or VBB, was founded in 2003 in Australia to help provide veterinary care in the Asia and Pacific region, in countries including India, Bhutan, Indonesia, and China. The nonprofit has trained more than 250 local veterinarian staff in various communities to enhance their skills. Medicines and surgical equipment are also supplied, as well as the funding of buildings and kennels to treat hospitalized animals.
VBB operates animal birth control and anti-rabies projects in a number of areas. Over 20,000 homeless dogs have been sterilized and more than 30,000 canines and felines have been vaccinated through these endeavors. In addition, thousands of animals have been given medical examinations for the first time.
Furthermore, VBB works with governments to develop policies that are respectful of the lives of stray dogs. For example, in February 2011, the National Humane Animal Handling Program was held in Rajakri Village, India, to demonstrate kind ways of treating homeless canines. Our heartfelt gratitude, Vets Beyond Borders, for your compassionate care of our innocent animal friends. May we soon reach the day when the precious lives of all God's children are cherished and honored.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Vets Beyond Borders with the Shining World Compassion Award and $20,000 to support the noble cause.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Hebrew entitled The Envelope.
האמא קראה לילד שלה לקנות בקבוק חומץ במכולת קרובה. בגלל שלא היה לה עודף, היא שמה שטר של $100 במעטפה ואמרה לילד שלה לשים את העודף שיקבל בחזרה במעטפה ולסגור את זה בחזרה במעטפה ולסגור את זה מיד. כשהילד חזר הביתה, אמו ביקשה ממנו את העודף. הילד אמר, בתוך המעטפה. היכן המעטפה? הכנסתי אותה לתיבת הדואר.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on legends and traditions of the Mid-Autumn Festival, which aired on Enlightening Entertainment. The program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Just how I remember it in Vietnam, Olak Kwa from Australia.
I wish we also had a Mid-Autumn Festival here, Mashka from the Philippines.
Greetings Kwa and Mashka. It's great to hear from you. The Mid-Autumn Festival is such a lovely time of family gatherings and joyous celebrations. May humanity continue to have many such jubilant occasions on a harmonious and sustainable earth. With love to you and all the gracious people of Australia and the Philippines.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in divine love, wishing you a grace-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The published official list of some 1,900 confirmed guests for the royal wedding of Prince William and Miss Kate Middleton includes royal families from around the world, representatives from charities for which Prince William is a patron, and celebrities such as singer-songwriter Elton John, soccer star David Beckham and designer Victoria Beckham, singer Joss Stone, and Mr. Bean actor Rowan Atkinson.
Top U.S. and Pakistan leaders and diplomats meet in Islamabad and Washington simultaneously for discussions that focus on renewing cordial relations between their countries.
To enhance the safety and tranquility of the city, Italy's mayor of Rome, Gianni Alemano, announces a complete ban on alcohol consumption after 11 p.m. at the famous Campo dei Fiori Piazza, which may be extended to other areas as well.
Mr. Tian Shugi, a farmer from China's Sichuan province, pledges to raise a pair of black bear cubs that he found weak and abandoned, with plans to return them to the wild once they are strong and mature enough to survive on their own.
Extending a 2009 ban that prohibited smoking in workplaces, restaurants, and pubs, a recent ruling by Belgium's Constitutional Court, effective July 1, will additionally ban smoking in all cafes, casinos, and other previously exempted public locations.
Heroic Jack Russell Terrier Chowder of Massachusetts, USA, persistently barks to awaken human caregivers Diana and Richard Carlinos to a fire next door, enabling them to rescue their elderly neighbor from her burning home.
For their life-saving efforts, Supreme Master Qinghai is offering the Carlinos her number one best-selling books and $100 to purchase veg treats for Chowder. Representatives from Yemen's Ministry of Technical Education and Vocational Training and Kuala Lumpur University in Malaysia sign agreements to improve their cooperation in expanding girls' learning opportunities.
U.S. astronomers discover an immense reservoir of frozen carbon dioxide at Mars' South Pole, indicating a stormy, dusty, and thicker atmosphere 600,000 years ago, with additional regions of liquid water possibly existing on the planet.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.